quite a nice view looking out of Windsor Castle. I won't be able to say that for much longer as the UK Youth Conference is about to wrap up and everybody make their way home or to their businesses or to their schools or to their universities full of fresh ideas in on how they're going to start implementing non-formal learning techniques and maybe make a bit of a difference in the lives of countless young people. Who are you, sir? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm John Davis. I'm Bishop of Swansea and Brecon in the church in Wales. I'm based, or my home is in Brecon.
Now, you're not dressed as your standard bishop at the moment. Everything's been...
I've just got my ring on.
You've got your ring on, which is...
That's about it.
It is, and that's very obvious. It's easy to spot. There hasn't been, even though we're in an incredibly, I guess, spiritual place in a way... the chapel tour last night was stunning. It knocked my socks off. I wasn't sure whether or not, because when I saw the attendance of people, and there was people from the church and people from universities, professors all over the place, there wasn't that much of any religious talk or overtones or undertones. And I was interested in knowing what exactly your role is here.
Well, I think it's probably fair to say that people have a stereotypical image of young people, or lots of people have a stereotypical image of young people as being disaffected, disruptive. Young people are seen as a problem by lots of other individuals. And in the same way, I think people have got perhaps an unfortunate and inaccurate stereotype of the church, that we're just interested in providing services on a Sunday morning or whatever in certain places, where actually what underpins the Christian gospel is all to do with people's lives, people achieving the best for their own self and for the benefit of the community, people sharing gifts, people discovering gifts, people unearthing the talents that they've got, so that their lives flourish. That's why I'm here, and it's something of this nature, a conference like this, is something that the church ought to be supporting and in which the church ought to have a really deep investment.
Is this part of a... I mean, I hate to use the... It's a horrible marketing term, but there's been a lot of rebranding of ideals and principles about what the church stands for. Maybe we're just using more modern language so that people can understand, but... Is it changing at all? Are you having to deal with different issues, talk about things in different ways as people kind of grow up less born into a Christian faith and more searching for different answers?
I think it's fair to say that lots of people may be searching for answers or searching for pathways. I think it's also fair to say that we have probably been pretty bad at, to go back to your language of the marketplace, we've been pretty bad at selling our product, helping people understand what that product really is and what that product can mean for their lives as individuals and for the lives of communities.
Now, if that product was easy to cram into a box, what would it say on the outside of the box?
Life in all its abundance.
I think you've thought about this.
No, it's a direct quote from the Gospel according to St. John. I came that they might have life, and life in all its abundance, life in all its fullness. And that's what the church is actually there to try and deliver.
Sounds fantastic. What are you going to take away from the conference?
Lots of great contacts. And I think, from my own point of view, a sense of affirmation that the church does have a role to play in this. And also great encouragement that there are lots of other organisations, not necessarily the big organisations that everybody may have heard of, such as the Prince's Trust and so on, which does wonderful work, but lots of other organisations with the same aims, with the same aspirations, trying to do the same thing for young people and for communities. And I would hope that when we leave today, it won't be the last time we'll see each other, that we will be able to build on the contacts we've made through networking and mutual support.
Let's hope so. Will I be seeing you involving in yourself in social networking in any way?
If I knew what social networking was, Christian, I'd probably be able to answer the question. Let me ask you what social networking is, as you understand it.
For me, microblogging, being able to communicate in small pieces of text through places like Twitter or Facebook or...
Right. I've only... just mastered the mobile phone, Because I always used to think that phones were for making phone calls, but I've discovered the one I've got will take photographs and do all sorts of things. So, yeah, if someone teaches me, if someone helps me discover that gift, then maybe I'll be social networking.
Communication en masse. Who knows? We might see you even recording your own podcast.
I doubt that somehow, but again, if someone teaches me, I'll give anything a go if it helps pass the message on.
Fantastic. Is this your first time at Windsor Castle?
It is, yeah. I've driven past it on the M4 many a time and looked, but I mean, it's a wonderful place. And if I can put a plug in for the place that we've been meeting, St George's House, tremendous facility, great welcome, good food, fascinating company, and a very useful 3 days.
I think you said it all. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.